Mr. Apocalypse is coming. He is rising into view just like the sun. He's bringing living truth and bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. It might be the very thing you've been longing for. It might be the very last thing on your mind. It could be something that you sent on ahead of you. Or it could be something you left behind.
It is time for a weekly visit from our favorite social, political, and metaphysical commentator, Les Visible. He writes several blogs right around the globe that expresses reality as it is seen from beyond that smoky mirror of spin and deception, with a style and candor that cuts deep, separating, as it were, the bone from the marrow. And here at Feet to Fire, we experience the audio edition with the powerful poetic delivery of his written message, with a style that he will love or hate, depending upon your desire to be alive and awakened to the light of truth, remain asleep in the darkness of delusion. Let us take a trip inside his head, mind, and soul and listen to this week's comments from Les Visible.
Greetings, as ever, from Dog Poet Transmitting and the Saucer Pod. Hi-ends. It is a very special day. Greetings from the Arcturian Brotherhood and the Sirius Cluster. Two stars. One called Cluster because it is part of Ursa Major, part of a collection of 220 stars, sharing a common path with all those other stars, I suppose you would say. Ursa Major, Ursa Minor, Greater and Lesser Bear, they're about 9 light years away. That's not so far. Arcturus is next door to Ursa Major, and it's been around a long time. It's known as the Greater Bear Guardian, I believe. And whether it has a planetary system or not has been proven by, of course, our really informed scientists. However, Edgar Cayce says that the Arcturians are the most advanced civilization in the universe. And is fifth dimensional, as well as a prototype of our future. They preach love, and they're a God realization society. They're telepaths, and the gift of my own possession of it as well. You can find out what is known through research. Sirius is twice our sun size, and Arcturus is 25 times our sun size. They're both bright because they're fairly close compared to other stars, and Arcturus is very fast and moves at a very, very quick speed, and I suppose that means something, too. Well, since we are vlogging now and we're now visible, visible and therefore you can see us, I suppose two are not usually explosive, I can now say, hi, James. How you doing? Really nice to see you again. Tonight, unfortunately, I will not be able to see you because I have to go out and celebrate Easter with some people. But allow me, in the meantime, though, to say Happy Easter to you and to the rest of those who are presently watching this and watching you. The quote from Scripture that we want to use today is, I can do all things through Christ who strengtheneth me. And that's true, I can, and so can you. That which is Christ that is resident in all of us, whether it is in a state of potential or kinetic reality, is real, as opposed to is unreal. that country. I don't know, I'm in a bit of an amused state today. You know, Christ had many incarnations according to Edgar Casey. According to him, Adam was an incarnation, Joshua. And Joshua, by the way, Jesus and Joshua, they basically mean the same thing. The translation of which is liberty. Or liberation, freedom, and such. When it says, at the knee of Jesus, every knee shall bow, it merely means that at the knee of your own freedom and liberation, your knee will bow. Does that make sense? I hope so. Melchizedek supposedly was an incarnation. Zoroaster possibly was. Hermes, Trismegistus, Casey says was. Oh, Enoch, the source of the original Kabbalah, before it got completely perverted by the residents of Is Unreal, although they were never resident there anyway. he was also supposedly an incarnation of Jesus the Christ. This fellow Emilius was an incarnation of Jesus the Christ. And apparently he was the one of the representatives of that first generation of us that came here and became trapped in the generation of material form. And then, how do I put it? And then I'm not exactly who. I'm not exactly sure. But the next generation that another one of these incarnations was involved in, of Christ. And that one was representative of the one who came to free us from being trapped here. There's this fellow called Notovitch who wrote about a lot of this. And he wrote about the missing years of Jesus Christ and the time that Jesus Christ spent in India, because and he studied Hinduism, and he went crazy, did. And so, of course, he Christ. And he went to, I don't know why I'm so amused. And he went to Egypt as well and talks about how Christ joined the Jains. And everything is speculation, but we should all aspire to be Jesus because he was the first who overcame death in the body. And by this, I mean to imply not just death itself, but the return of continuous forms of life or reincarnation. Because you're not just free of the presence or threat of death, but also the threat of the continuation of lives that result in death. In other words, you're then able to, I suppose, materialize at will. Today was very sunny. Of course, I have the shades pulled. However, Easter was very sunny. And why is it that so many Easters are very bright and very sunny? And this is because I'm about to break up laughing again. I have no idea why. Because we'll get it together. Good God, man. Okay. Anyway, it is because material reality in which we all exist is a projection of our minds, and that Christ force within us is the spirit of love and unity. Love and unity have a lot of have a strong relationship between them. And the Zionazi Satanists and the rest of those out there who work for the dark side and the dark forces, they represent divisiveness and darkness. And so they are in opposition to the good that is potential, possible, and true within all of us and also as an expression of us. Well, so on Easter, we celebrate this wonderful expression that is the Lord Jesus Christ, who is our true self. Now, who is this self we're presently running around in? That is not our true self. That is a temporary expression of a personality based on error, misinformation, and untruth. And you might say that that is the astrological presentation of us. Each of us is born within the envelope of a particular sign, and then we have all these different aspects of other planets that exist like a clock face, irrespective of the moment in which we are born, all having to do with the particular karma we are born to, and responsible for carrying out and clearing out and resolving. Yeah, something like that. But should we encounter grace, and should we encounter the fulsome of the almighty ineffable within ourselves, well then, we can resolve this karma, and we can become representative of and expressive of the powerful, beautiful, and wonderful light of the almighty God that is within us, and which is us, as opposed to that which is not us in this carnival and cartoon less than wonderland that we run around in out here, while all deceiving each other and representing deception and caught up in the thrall of illusion and all sorts of things that aren't so, and thereby leading lives that are filled with and fraught with suffering. It's a pleasure to be in communication with all of you today on this most wondrous of days. As far as what the day itself is, well, I couldn't really tell you. It's different for each one of us. But what the day itself represents and symbolizes, now, that is a promise that it exists and which we can take advantage of if we wish to. But too many of us are taking advantage of TV and Kardashian think and the rest of these crazy mixed up of falsehoods that are the world we move through when we're traveling through the shopping malls and down the street and in our learning institutions and at our jobs and all the rest of these ridiculous fantasies that have no real meaning and are all temporal deceptions, and which are unfortunate, and which indeed do cause us to suffer and cause us to cause others to suffer, because we are living in a world of deception and in a place where it would be better if we weren't at all, however we are. God, I don't know why I'm so amused. I think I'm probably in a good mood. I was driving down the road a few days ago with my friend here, and this very large possum in broad daylight came across the street and walked right in front of us and crossed the street. And I was wondering, what does it mean when a possum does that? And I finally remembered to look it up instead of just remembering it all the time when I was laying in bed. And apparently it has a lot to do with wisdom coming and seeing, being able to harvest the power of appearances, positive deception, to be able to know the power of positive deception, to be able to protect ourselves in this world of lies by being able to take advantage of masks, whatever masks that we may need to wear, or to, you know, play dead if need be. To pretend to be something for protection, and that being having a positive result for us, or to be fearful, and for some strange reason, that proving to be useful to us, or to be fearless. Now, I'm not sure which applies to me, but I've been in a very strange mood ever since this happened, and I have been having some very strange things happen to me, and I don't know what it has to do with Blossom, but I've been seeing a lot of very strange things, and goodness gracious, I have no idea what it means. But it must mean something. And I wish all of you the very, very best tonight. Very much to you as well, James, and all the wonderful good work that you do, and all of the wonderful people that come here in search of whatever it is possible for us to discover and know about ourselves and to practice as we come to a state of understanding and are able to represent that powerful truth that is within us. I celebrate you, and I pray that the time will come that our suffering will end and that we will be able to achieve something greater in ourselves. And I know that we shall. I truly believe this. We are living presently in apocalypse, and I believe that this apocalypse has come about for a very good reason and has a lot to do with the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, who, as we talked about already this evening, appears, you know, in different forms at different times. Okay, we've come to the end of another broadcast, and I will see you next week, if there is one. And that said, hail Lord Jesus Christ. Greetings, my good friend, Lord Dinesh. Om Amitabha. Much love, Lady Nature. Hare Krishna. Nichimambu, Guru Bawa. Allah Akbar. Carry on, Bahá'u'lláh. Aloha, and
this long and tall and slender, and it's got a walking stick. You'll be changed forever if you get hit by it. It's coming for the Zionists and all their bankers too. And if you don't behave yourself, he's coming after you. There's no way to stop him. He can't be bribed or bought. And he's sweeter than the air in spring, and meaner than you thought. You're the deer inside his headlights, if you're the kind that hunts by night. And no one stays anonymous when he gets you in his sights. Mr. Apocalypse is coming, oh yeah. He's rising into view just like the sun. Bringing love and truth, he's bringing freedom. And a wake-up call designed for everyone. He's here. Mr. Apocalypse is here.
Feet to Fire is a production of IPS Media Works on the OnSIC Radio Network of Stations.